Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines a verse each day to learn about God and His will for our lives. My name is Joshua Lilly, and after this quick word from our sponsor, we'll take a look at today's verses, Daniel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verses come from Daniel 2, 27 and 28. Daniel was an exile from Israel in the kingdom of Babylon in the ancient world. God's people had been carried off to a foreign land because of generations of neglect and disobedience toward their Creator. Daniel's story is one of God's continued faithfulness to His displaced people, and even God's mercy extended toward foreign powers. King Nebuchadnezzar was an arrogant king who distrusted his advisors for good reason. When at the beginning of Daniel chapter 2, he is troubled by a dream, he demands that his astrologers interpret the dream without being told what it is. No doubt he was worried that they would twist an interpretation of it to serve their own purposes, and that the only true interpretation that he could trust would be from a divine source, one that would already have known the dream he had. It's still a harsh request, though, and the consequences were even harsher. If they could not tell and interpret the king's dream, he would have them all killed. But before this order could be carried out, Daniel, the exile from Israel serving the kingdom, commits to prayer and approaches the king the next day with these words. Daniel replied, "No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come. Your dream and the visions that passed through your mind as you were lying in bed are these." And Daniel proceeds to explain the vision of a large statue made of various materials, from its head down to its feet. Now, I won't dive into the specifics because it's a much deeper conversation on prophecy, world powers, etc. What's relevant to know is that it foreshadowed the coming and going of several kingdoms in ancient history, all of which happened exactly as the dream anticipated. And what's significant for today can be found in part of the king's response. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries. For you were able to reveal this mystery." Daniel gets a promotion and all of the officials are spared from this rash king. And God successfully communicates a very powerful prophecy to the head of a major world power. It is a significant moment. Here's the key theme: that God is a revealer of mysteries. From the creative spark placed in every human made in His image to the ongoing breakthroughs in mathematics, physics, archaeology, and other scientific fields, from the chaotic and disordered emptiness before he spoke order and purpose into the universe at the beginning of Scripture, to his ongoing communication to all people through ancient Israel, through prophets, through the Scriptures, and even through dreams and visions. God is a revealer of mysteries. Mysteries is something that we have no shortage of. We as humans are often obsessed with figuring out the unknown. We like to alleviate mysteries. We like to make things we don't understand understandable. Interestingly enough, God's wisdom and God's will have been described as a mystery in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7, and Ephesians 1, 9, for example. We also know that God's very nature is mysterious and incomprehensible. When Scripture talks of God's outstretched arm rescuing people, we have to understand it through the lens that God is spirit. Who can fathom the spirit or mind of Yahweh, or instruct him as his counselor? From Isaiah, God is the very engineer who first created arms and faces and words and meaning. He's not necessarily subject to them, but often conveys himself to us through the things we can understand. Yet another instance of God revealing mysteries. This idea confronts a common worldview of today, that we cannot really know and understand truth. Many will then say that it should be defined by each individual. But I tell you, God is continually and persistently communicating truth to us through the beauty of the world around us, through the fibers and proteins of our bodies within us, and in the message of his word. God is a revealer of mysteries. Daniel knew this. He placed his confidence in this, and God revealed. This is not just some fictional ancient story. God still reveals mysteries today. And many parts of the world don't have access to the Bible as readily as other parts. While one person can go online and find countless Bible teachings and commentaries in their own language, others haven't even heard the name of Jesus. And other parts of the world are hostile and actively preventing Jesus' message from being known. This is a common criticism or question by skeptics to the Christian faith. Well, what about them, they ask. And the answer is that God is a revealer of mysteries. In the past century of global missions, countless stories continue to develop of people visited in their dreams by a spiritual figure. Are you the Buddha or a Bodhisattva? Are you Muhammad? Or are you some other spiritual force? They often try to discern who it is they're approached by. And many of these stories are tested and narrowed down, the source of their dreams often revealing himself to be Jesus, or often directing the dreamer to find someone who can tell them about Jesus. In fact, it's a primary strategy for Christian mission work in places where the message of Jesus isn't welcome. If it's illegal to tell others about Jesus, well, then let Jesus tell them himself. For people who have served in cross-cultural mission work, this is a common occurrence. Now, does this mean that God will give us whatever secret knowledge we ask for if we ask hard enough? That line of thinking can be a bit dangerous. No. In fact, many people in the biblical story didn't get all the answers and honestly didn't need them. The psalmist cried out in his time of distress and didn't get an explanation. No, instead he got a testimony and a reminder of God's faithfulness and goodness to help him persevere. Job was afflicted and felt like he was owed an answer for it. And God humbled and restored him purely by asking follow-up questions. No, we don't need every answer. But the ones we get, the ones revealed in God's word and ultimately through Jesus, are more than enough to provide us with all that we need. In fact, Scripture seems to talk about Jesus as God's ultimate answer. 1 Timothy 3:16. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. Jesus appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, and was taken up in glory. From Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. God made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he proposed he purposed in Christ Jesus to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. If you're looking for mystery revealed, look no further than Jesus, our risen King and Rescuer. Look no further than our Creator and Father who is faithful to protect. And look no further than God's Holy Spirit as a guide and counselor. Let God in his fullness be your revealer of mysteries. And let it make you more like him and help you to love others. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us everything we need for a godly life and through the knowledge of you. Thank you for calling us by your own glory and goodness. May we wonder at the mystery of your name, marvel at the revelation of your character, and follow your Son, Jesus, who is Lord of all. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.